Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, fellas? This is the 4Js, Will Johnson, Jay McCaney, Jermaine Bazio, and the Mind of Jamal. I want to thank everyone for joining us this Wednesday evening. We have a lot to talk about. I mean, my goodness, the world. This world is absolutely crazy. I think it's just getting crazier by the millisecond. Forget about the minute. I mean, the Democrats, they're so insane that they're willing to just do whatever they can to bring this demonic entity onto the planet. And the Democrats are not holding back. They are all about it. They are happy to join in the insanity. What's going on, fellas? Thanks for joining me.
Good evening.
What's up?
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to talk about Nancy Pelosi, the House Democrats, and the Senate Democrats, how they're trying to take control, and they want to make sure whatever it is that they put in place will be the mechanism to have President Trump removed. They believe the Constitution is forcing them to remove President Trump. They're not even going along with the Constitution, in my opinion. Let's start with Jamal this time, and then we'll go to Jermaine.
Well, here's the thing I've always said about the Democrat Party, and I say this, perceived power is per power. When someone you perceive to have power, then they actually have more power than you have, and they actually have. The Democrat Party, from day one since President Trump got elected, had Republicans running. Republicans should have been on the offense, but everybody was believing the media. Everybody was believing, people really did vote Donald Trump. How are we going to unify the nation? You know how to unify the nation? Tell the other half that ain't grew up, get over it, Trump is your president, and move on. But we didn't have that. We had cried and rallies and protests, and everybody cared what the losers thought. And Republicans, the Republican Party bought it. Paul Ryan bought it, hook, line, and sinker. But let me say, he didn't buy it. He didn't want to do it in the first place. So he was easy to give them power that they never really had. So when you look at this impeachment, you want to blame somebody for this impeachment? Let's not blame the Democrats for doing what they are going to do. They're Democrats. They're going to do unconstitutional stuff. I got my Elmer Fudd talking. Blame the Republicans who stood there idly and did nothing. And let's blame Paul Ryan.
You know, to add to that, I believe we need to blame a lot.
Hold on 1 second, Jermaine. I'm sorry. Jermaine, can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. I got to do something real quick. Hopefully I don't mess this up. Yeah, I know. Yeah, dadgummit. My bad. Nope, don't do it. Hold on.
Did we get booted?
No, hold on.
Already?
And that was cool.
Yeah, so I'm having the technical issues on my end here. Hold on.
I guess I'll stick to talking last. As soon as I talk first, the whole thing just blew up. Like, we got that Negro. We got that Negro. Get him.
Yeah, we're cut. We're froze.
I won't lead off no more.
I bet.
I wish you bad luck. I hope you fall right in a ditch. I wish you bad luck.
Okay, guys, we're still live on Blog Talk Radio, though. Just FYI.
Oh, okay.
We're still live on Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
So,
there goes your channel.
Yeah.
I wish you bad luck. You never heard that song? I wish you bad luck.
No,
all right in the ditch. I wish you bad luck.
Oh, man. Today's a turn.
Sorry, guys. Technical issues.
No, don't worry about it, Will.
Yeah, it happens, bro.
Will, let me tell you something. Yesterday, I dropped a Project Veritas video on my page.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that Facebook blocked me from uploading anything for the rest of that day?
Really?
100%. I spoke about that earlier today. I was supposed to do a show yesterday.
They dropped it
6 hours before my show. When I was trying to do my show, Facebook wouldn't allow me to stream on there. They wouldn't allow me to upload pictures. They wouldn't allow me to upload videos. And they gave me no explanation. And then this morning, around 6 a.m., I'm able to do everything as usual. And I think it's because of the drop, because of how pertinent that information is, because, you know, the Democratic debate was that night, and they just dropped that type of information that day. So I wasn't really, connecting the two there.
That's crazy. They did the same thing when Project Veritas revealed what CNN was doing.
Yep. So
they deleted a few of my videos when I was talking about that, and I you have the story of the day and stuff like that. I've done a couple of stories too, and they deleted my stories as well.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous. That's Facebook and they always talk about how they are trying to prevent hate speech, but they can't see they're the biggest bullies on social media.
Nope.
They're saying that you're going to say what we want you to say, or you're not going to say it at all. That's ridiculous.
It is. It's super ridiculous.
Well, look at it like this. David Harris, I don't think his pop has bounced back from when he exposed the whistleblower's name. I don't think he's ever came back from that. Remember, this man has over 700,000 people who like his page, and he barely gets 400 people who like his stuff now. Remember we did a video on that?
Yeah.
Remember we talked about that? Has he bounced back from that?
Not that I know of.
I haven't seen it. His reach is so minimal now.
I feel almost as if
it's like a paid page.
I see him on Instagram and Twitter sometimes, but I don't ever see him on Facebook like I used to.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That'll happen.
And as we get closer to the election, I guarantee you that we won't be on it like we are right now.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You'll see our reach start getting smaller and smaller.
Yep.
I usually have like 150 people watching. You'll see it dwindle to about 20.
Same here. I have anywhere between 100 to 200 folks on any given night. But even right now, if I get 50 folks, I'm doing good.
Yeah. They're nuts. They're absolutely nuts. But I know one thing for certain. We can definitely reach a lot more folks. Will got a, I think he got a pretty good plan. And also,
okay.
I want to speak to Will, too. I got something for him, too. Help us push it out.
Well, since we still can talk and people can still hear us, you know, with all this crap going on, you know, with this impeachment stuff, like I said, Paul Ryan truly screwed up.
Yep.
I blame Paul Ryan. I blame him.
I blame you.
I got to be out at 10 for like 45 minutes.
You guys see the screen?
Yeah.
Blurred out a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, good. It's not just my old guy. It's your old guy, too. I was wondering.
He's not talking to you.
Why are you talking to me? What happened?
You're just doing you.
See? I'm acting normal. No trouble. trouble. I ain't doing nothing.
I know you're doing something now.
I ain't hurt nobody.
Okay, okay. Now I think we're there. All right, so let's get let's start with Jermaine. All right.
Yeah.
All right. We're okay. So like I said, we're still live on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Well, let's just run it then, Will.
Yeah, we're still live on Blog Talk Radio. Right. So we were talking about Nancy Pelosi, right, and that Democrat. So go ahead, Jermaine.
Yeah, you know, Nancy Pelosi, I call her Nasty Mohammed Pelosi. She's a very evil woman. The Democrats know that the charges they're bringing up against the president are flimsier than a spaghetti noodle. Let me tell you, it's very, very, very flimsy. It's a partisan witch hunt, and I give that credit to Kevin McCarthy. He had a fantastic floor speech this morning, and one thing he pointed out is how demonstrative the left is when coming after the president and also the American citizens, because a lot of people don't understand that this is an attack on the American citizen, not just the president. Millions of voters elected Donald Trump to be president. And what's going on is that we have a Democratic Party, a Communist Party, a criminal party that's on the left that is aiming to subvert millions of votes just because they lost.
Yep.
It's one of the craziest things around. This to me is like a female nature. We need to make sure that people understand what is going on and also how, in my eyes, the value of standing up for this country and making sure that people can get what they voted for, because we didn't vote for this crap. We didn't vote for the Democrats to do all this to a duly elected president. We voted for Donald Trump to do what he is doing, and we need those people to allow him to do it.
Yep, absolutely. Go ahead, Jay.
You know, I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today talking about